Thank you for listening to Your Encouraging WPER this morning. I'm Heather. I'm excited you're listening because we have friends over. Shelley Burnham is one of the founding board members and current executive director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper. Shelley, thank you so much for being with us.
Wonderful to be with you today, Heather. Thank you so much for inviting me.
So I love that it's Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services and not recovery. Tell us about the difference that that word choice makes.
Well, that's a great question, because when you think about CARS as an acronym, you might think about a car being restored. And when you think of all of the words that CARS represents, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, we offer services that restore people who are struggling with addiction, and Christ is first in what we do.
Oh, I love that. And how did the entire organization come to be?
Our founding chairman is Pastor Mark Jenkins, and he was continually called at church about people who were struggling with addiction. There wasn't enough help for people who were struggling, and there weren't enough beds when someone needed to go to a place of recovery.
Yeah.
And so God gave him the vision that we needed to start something that was Christ-centered, that would provide a home for a faith-based, long-term residential program in our area.
What I love about that is a lot of times there is stigma with being someone who is a Christ follower, but also in a recovery, or like you say, restoration program. I'm sure that CARS works hard to take that stigma from people, but it's not just that stigma, is it?
That's right. There's so much that family members are dealing with when they feel ashamed that their loved one is struggling. But the fact is, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so when you need help, then you should be able to turn to God's people. And we are there to offer that help. Because there is, therefore, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So in Psalm 23, verse 3, where it says, He restores my soul, and He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. That's a key verse for us.
Yes. My goodness. I love that. Because, you know, I have a friend who is not a believer. And we've been through some stuff in our lives. I don't know anybody that hasn't. And she called me and she said, I don't understand how, after what you guys just went through, how can you still say God is good? And I said, well, He brought me through it.
Right.
You know, and so I think that there is a belief among some people that, you know, when you become a believer, you don't struggle with things like you may have before, but there is a very real enemy that we face. And I mean, I have teenagers at home, and I see that the enemy fights for them inside their mind.
Yes. In fact, I spoke at a church this past weekend about the CARS ministry. And the pastor there said he had just read a statistic that 100%, and he said, now, don't zone out because I'm going to statistics. 100% of us will know someone affected by cancer or addiction.
Oh, my goodness.
So what we see at the Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services Ministry are folks that are struggling with their addictions, and they want help. And our mission is to bring restoration to lives destroyed by addiction.
Yeah.
People call us and come to us with all kinds of issues. It's not just drugs or alcohol. It may be pornography or gambling or food or other addictions. Not only do people contact us when they're struggling, but when they are already in their recovery.
Yes.
They contact us so that they can join the work.
Oh.
See where God's working and come alongside others and help them. And so we have a lot of folks who join us and are part of the ministry because God has delivered them. Then we also invite those who are family members.
Wow.
Of those who are struggling. And so it's considered an open group because it's not just someone who is struggling, but
right.
their family members and friends, significant others of those that are struggling. So, for example, what we did while we're waiting to start a long-term faith-based drug and alcohol recovery home, we are offering meetings that we call restore meetings.
Oh, wow.
So we're talking about restoration.
Yeah.
Our restore meetings are currently in 5 counties in Virginia, and they're on our website at herestores.com.
Oh, what a great name. Thank you so much for listening to Your Encouraging WPER this morning. Hey, I'm Heather. We are talking with Shelley Burnham. She's one of the founding board members and the current executive director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, but as we've just heard, working in counties all around the area. You can find out more at herestores.com. Again, that is herestores.com. And Shelley, we were just talking about the groups and all of the things that you're doing before the CARS restoration home actually opens and these restoration meetings. Tell us a little bit more about those.
What we found is that our restore groups, some of them would get up to 50 people a night. Because you have those that are struggling and want to be clean and sober, those that just come out of jail, those
right.
that are on probation, those that are on house arrest, those who are moms and grandmas who don't even know where their kids are.
Right.
Or their loved one is in lockup still or homeless.
Mm.
And they're there for support.
Yeah.
And like I said, other volunteers who've been delivered and want to be there to help minister.
So you have folks that have successfully been through the program. They're helping mentor the newcomers.
That's right.
Oh.
So we have restore recovery groups, and they meet weekly across the 5 counties. And there's peer recovery support. So if a gentleman comes in and he's struggling with alcohol, then he can have someone else who is a gentleman who has been down that road walk alongside him.
That's so helpful. I think it's so important that people share their stories because, you know, if you share your story with me, I can look at where the source of your strength and hope came from. And these folks who have walked that path, able to mentor people who are walking that path, I would imagine that's incredibly valuable.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's what we do. We share each other's testimonies. So when you come to a meeting, it might be a testimony night where someone shares where they have been and the walk they've been through and their deliverance and the testimony of where they are now and what God's doing in their life.
Goodness gracious. Hey, I'm so glad you're listening this morning. My name is Heather, and we have friends over. Shelley Burnham is one of the founding board members and the current executive director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper. But as we're learning, meetings in 5 different counties all around. And you can find out more about those restore meetings at CARS website, which is herestores.com. Pretty clever, huh? That's herestores.com. Shelley, can you tell us a little bit more about these meetings that you have in surrounding counties?
So I also wanted to share the scripture that went along with the sharing of the testimony.
Mm.
It's Revelation 12:11. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. And so at the various restore meetings, occasionally there will be testimony nights.
Mm-hmm.
And then other times there might be a curriculum that we're going through. And we have a variety of curriculums that we'll work through. Typically something along a 12-step program, faith-based, devotional, prayer, scripture.
Again, you talk about you know, restoring cars, restoring people, you take people from ruin to restoration, because when they get to you, they probably feel like they have absolutely nothing left.
That's right. And what we want to remind our listeners of today is that there is hope and they are not alone.
Mm. Mm.
We are hard pressed on every side, but we are not crushed.
Yes.
Do not be despaired. Come and join us.
I don't know about you, but I have chills. I'm so glad you're listening this morning. Hey, I'm Heather. Shelley Burnham is our friend who's over with us today. She's one of the founding board members and the current executive director of CARS in Culpeper. And CARS stands for Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services. And you can find out more about all that they do, not only to help in Culpeper, but five counties surrounding. Their website is herestores.com. That's herestores.com. In addition to the meetings that you have throughout different counties, CARS is also a home-based program, right? You have a facility where people come and live, correct?
Well, we've talked about the home for so long that some people think the home is already open.
Oh, my goodness.
But we're actually working to raise funds for the purchase and operation of our first long-term restore home in our area that will be equipped to help those battling the addictions of drugs and alcohol and various other addictions. And our programs will be structured with biblical-based study and activities. And the length of stay will be 9 to 12 months.
Oh, wow.
So when we call it a long-term faith-based mm-hmm. program, we found that a program that is longer term will help overcome the addictions.
Absolutely.
With less recidivism rate.
Oh, and that's really the goal. I mean, you know, you help somebody get back up on their feet. You want to see them learn to walk and learn to run, you know, mm-hmm. because I have seen so many programs, you know, here's 60 days and then you're fine. Well, no, you know, and so, you know, they come back and it's because they're not given the opportunity to really attack the real problem like you're talking about.
Right. So we'll work on getting to the root of the problem and finding freedom.
Mm.
There's a place for short-term programs. There's a place where someone needs to go and detox.
Yes.
Our program will not be a medical program. It'll not be a detox program. It'll be when you finish detox and you're ready to get on the road to recovery and be restored.
Mm. How long do you think it's going to be before this vision comes to life?
So that's a great question. When I say, look where God is working and join him there, one of our listeners today might say, I have an extra home and I'd like to see the women start here.
Yep.
And we could just be starting within 30 days as soon as that home is solidified.
Wow.
So we have no idea. We just are right. waiting on the Lord to open the doors and we will watch him work and follow him where he leads us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's the way you're going to get real and lasting restoration for people is, you know, following where God leads you.
Well, that's right, because not only is a long-term program more successful, but a faith-based program
yes.
is also more successful than a secular-based program when we're talking about statistics.
That's very interesting. Why is that?
When we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to help us in a way that the world cannot.
Yeah. I know a lot of folks who are struggling with addiction of any sort are looking towards the world for that fulfillment. And again, we find it's not there. Our hope and our future is solidified in Jesus. Hey, thanks for listening to Your Encouraging WPER this morning. I'm Heather, and our friend Shelley Burnham is with us. She's one of the founding board members and the current executive director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, but serving the surrounding counties. And you can always find out more about anything Shelley's talked about today. Their website is herestores.com. That's herestores.com. Now, Shelley, tell us a little bit about how CARS got started.
So we started in 2017, and we started with our first restore group in Culpeper County. And we went through the process of becoming a nonprofit, and all of that was solidified by 2018.
Oh, my word. How have you seen the need for what you do at CARS, the Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services? How have you seen the need change since it started?
Well, when we first started, there were less options. There were still a lot of issues with opioids, having prescriptions regularly in large amounts, and people were following doctor's orders and taking them and then becoming addicted and then turning to street drugs. And so now there's been more education about prevention and opioid addiction and more education about fentanyl and one pill can kill campaign. And so the needs have changed in that there are more options available in our particular area, which is wonderful. But we're still seeing a lot of people on a regular basis that are looking for help because there's not a lot of faith-based options.
Right. You know, as you said that, I was sitting here trying to think. I can't think of a great lot of faith-based restoration and recovery programs.
They're few and far between. There are some in our various communities, but in some of the counties that we're in, we're the only faith-based option in that county as far as a recovery group goes. And I have some testimonies I'd like to share.
Oh, please
I asked some of the folks who've been coming just over this last year to share some of their thoughts about coming to Restore meetings. And this female in her 30s said, "I look forward to every Restore recovery meeting that I go to. The strength that comes from meeting regularly with others who want to better their lives has boosted my self-confidence and self-esteem and given me a network I can truly rely on."
That is incredible. That has to make you feel, I mean, great about getting up and coming to work every day.
What I like is seeing God work.
Yeah.
He called me into this ministry, and when I see people's lives changed or I see him making connections or I see him giving these opportunities to share about him and his word and restoration and freedom and overcoming addiction and helping people come out of their life being destroyed by addiction, that is what excites me. And it is exciting to come to work. It is difficult ministry work to walk alongside families. It doesn't always end well.
There is loss. When you talk about addiction, there is loss. And like you said earlier, between cancer and addiction, every one of us is going to know somebody affected.
Right.
The families that are left behind when someone does not survive their addiction, they have to be so grateful for the support that you gave them during the time that their loved one was with you.
That's right. And we offer resources as well. So we have made connections with collaborative organizations across our region.
Wonderful.
And we will help connect those who are looking for more than we can offer to the resources that they need.
This is such an important conversation. I'm so glad you're listening to WPER this morning. Hi, my name is Heather, and we have friends over. Shelley Burnham is one of the founding board members and the current executive director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services in Culpeper, but serving the region. And you can find out more about everything that she's been telling us today. Their website is herestores.com. That's herestores.com.
I have another testimony here from a young man in his 20s. He says, "CARS has helped me cope with my struggles, understanding that I'm not alone in the fight, and others in the community are there to support me. Many have addictions and either don't think they need help or think it's hopeless. CARS gives people hope."
Addiction has touched my family as well. And I remember my cousin saying that she was going to end up being like this forever or not going to survive because she had been told, "Well, there's no hope for you." Mm-hmm. Was the person that she was talking to in a bad mood that day? You know, it's like there is hope. As long as there's breath in our lungs, there's hope in any situation, but it just matters who you get connected with. And so for people that walk through your door, like this person you're just talking about, that comes through with no hope, to watch them filled with the hope of Christ and get their life back on track. That really has to be an amazing turnaround for those folks.
That's right. And not only are we helping the ones that are struggling, remember, the fact that we come alongside the family members gives them so much hope. One time, a mother and a son came to one of our meetings and said, "We need help." They told about the son being in his 20s and having had open heart surgery.
Oh, my word.
Prescription medications and then using them all and then becoming addicted and then going to heroin and then stealing from the family to continue to buy street drugs. And they just said, "What can we do?" And they are believers.
Right.
We helped him to get into a program. And then the mother came to our meetings for the next year every week because her son went into a long-term program.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, she's coming back to one of our meetings tonight.
Oh, that's awesome.
The music. I know. I love that. And when her son came out of the recovery program that he was in, he brought his family back to the group. And he said,
"Oh, my word.
I want you to meet the people that helped get me started on this journey that saved my life."
That's incredible. There are so many times it's just easier to walk by someone that needs help than to stop and help them. I mean, look at the story of the Good Samaritan in the Bible. Either it's too messy, it's too time consuming, you know, it's unimportant to my life. But when people like you and the folks that are a part of the CARS ministry, you are purposefully taking the time and purposefully making sure these people know that they are worth the effort, that they're worth the time, that they aren't, you know, throwaway, disposable people in society.
That's right. And so the point you're making there is that there's a team of volunteers that are willing to love their neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And on our website at herestores.com, there's an opportunity to sign up to become a volunteer.
Oh, wow.
And so I definitely recommend going to herestores.com so you can learn more about the ministry, our long-term program option that we're working towards, our restore groups in five counties, and some of the events that we have coming up.
I'm so glad you're listening this morning to Your Encouraging WPER, because we're talking with Shelley Burnham, one of the founding board members and the current executive director of Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services in Culpeper, serving so many surrounding counties, serving the community, serving with, for, by, of. Oh, it's wonderful all that they're doing. You can definitely find out more at herestores.com. That's herestores.com. And Shelley, you've got a pretty big and very exciting event coming up, don't you? The Freedom Car and Bike Show.
That is so exciting. Several years ago, I thought, well, the acronym is CARS.
Right.
We should have a car show. And I started planning one.
Oh.
And then COVID happened.
Oh, yeah.
And then coming out of COVID, the group that had done a really big car show in downtown Culpeper decided that they could not do it. So I said to our team, well, we've already done all the prep work. Why don't we go ahead? And we did. We put together a huge car show in 6 weeks.
Oh, my word.
2021. And we've been going strong ever since with the July 4th Freedom Car and Bike Show. And last year they told us we had 4,000 people come to the car show.
Oh, my word. That's incredible. What a victory.
Oh, I just love how we have the opportunity to come together to let people know that there's hope, to let people know what we offer, to offer our resources, talk about prevention, talk about recovery, invite people to restore groups. And when we're there and we're willing to listen, people just start telling us what they're going through and what their family members are going through, because we're there with a listening heart and open arms and willing to be taking that time, like you said, about the Good Samaritan, and walk alongside people in these difficult times.
It's funny because even just talking about that, I heard the lift in your voice, the excitement.
It is so fun to do the car show on July 4th. It's from 10 to 3 p.m. in downtown Culpeper on East Davis Street and by the train depot and our famous love sign. And it's a great day. There's no cost for spectators.
Neat.
It's a family-friendly event with all ages. There is an opportunity to register a vehicle. And even though the title says Freedom Car and Bike Show, we'll let the trucks come too.
So oh, that's good.
Just go to our Yeah, you just go to our website and you can register your vehicle up until June 27th. After that, you can register the day of. But we do expect that the show will most likely fill. We filled last year to capacity. And we had cars come from all over the state of Virginia, Maryland. Some folks from Texas came to town to see their grandkids so they could have their car in the show.
Oh, that's great.
It's lovely to bring together the community.
Yes.
Celebrate freedom and the 4th of July. And not only do we offer the car show, we offer live music all day long, which
neat.
Is really exciting.
Boy, did you pick the right time to listen to your encouraging WPER. Hi, I'm Heather. We are talking with Shelley Burnham, one of the founding members and current executive director of Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, or CARS, based in Culpeper, but serving so many areas here in Northern Virginia. We're talking about the upcoming event, their big car show, the Freedom Car and Bike Show. And she said they'd let trucks come in too. It is July the 4th in downtown Culpeper. Anything you'd like to know about it is at their website, which is herestores.com. That's herestores.com. So, Shelley, you've said that trucks are welcome. Cars and bikes, obviously, but there's a lot of entertainment too, right?
We'll have the national anthem and we'll have the Piedmont Community Band with folks from all ages with patriotic music. We'll have the Christian Blues Project, and they have some great selection of various blues and jazz music. Then we'll have Mike Henry as well, and he has quite an array of music. It's just going to be so much fun.
Oh, that sounds like a blast. Then you actually have a whole busy season coming up, don't you, here in the month of July. Are you going to get any time to sit?
I try not to. There's so much work to do.
Exactly.
I just stay busy serving the Lord. Wherever he leads me, I'll go. And
there you
so
go.
We do have a couple Restore groups that are celebrating big this summer. For example, Restore Culpeper is doing a summer celebration concert.
Oh, neat.
And that will be on July 22nd. So we'll have a band there, but then we'll also have multiple testimonies throughout the night.
Oh, neat.
And our meetings are generally from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., but that one, since it's a celebration, that'll run a little later till 8:30. That's in Culpeper, and the address is on our website. Our Culpeper Restore groups meet at Mountain View Community Church.
Oh, neat.
And that will be July 22nd. And so another group, our Restore Rappahannock group, is going to do a summer celebration too. And theirs is going to be on August 1st, also at 7 o'clock. And they're going to be meeting at Reynolds Memorial Baptist Church. CARS works in partnership with various churches and organizations all across the state. It is a nonprofit 501c3 with a board of directors, not affiliated with just one church or denomination. Restore opens its doors and welcomes people from all walks of life who are struggling with or have loved ones struggling with addiction. Restore is different than anything else I have seen in this region. And that was one of the wives who came whose husband was struggling.
Wow, did you wake up at the right time? Hey, I'm Heather. Thank you so much for listening to your encouraging WPER this morning, because we are talking with Shelley Burnham, one of the founding board members and the current executive director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, but as you can hear, serving so much of the area. You can find out more about the Restore meetings, their upcoming car show, all the different events. Their website is herestores.com. That's herestores.com. Now, Shelley, what strikes me as funny is I heard the joy in your voice when you were talking about the 4th of July car and bike show. I heard the joy in your voice when you were talking about the celebrations coming up both in Culpeper and Rappahannock. Someone that has never been through a recovery program successfully does not understand why there is such joy. Can you explain why people who have been restored from their addiction are so joy-filled?
There's a mother that shared this. She says, Restore has given me peace and hope. She said, as a mother, I have children and loved ones that are struggling and have struggled, and I've walked this journey with them, and I'm so grateful for the individuals in Restore who have given loving support and encouragement to me.
Oh.
She said, they do not judge, and they can relate and have experience with similar struggles. And that is why we are able to share the joy mm-hmm. that we have within us, because we know what he has done in us and mm-hmm. through us. And then we can share that joy with others for the struggling that they are going through that we know about.
Mm. That'll preach, sis. I'm going to tell you what. That unless you have been to the very darkest bottom of the deepest barrel, you don't understand how glorious the sunshine feels.
Mm, yeah.
I know you have a bunch of other events coming up later in the summer and on into the fall. Would you come back and talk with us before all that? Because I want to make sure everybody knows what's on the calendar and coming up and how they can not only get in on the fun, but also get in on supporting CARS.
Well, I would love that, because as you can tell, when these exciting opportunities come up, I just have so much I want to say to invite people to come. We've got, you know, National Recovery Month coming up
yeah.
and Red Ribbon Month coming up and all kinds of things coming up. We'll have a golf tournament coming up.
Oh,
there's
my
just
goodness.
So much. I just can't wait to share about it and tell people how we provide this meaningful support to those that are affected by addictions and their family members that walk alongside them. And the opportunities that we are talking about with fundraising opportunities so that those who know there's a need, they will feel called to support the need in the ministry,
mm-hmm.
will be able to walk alongside us as we love on those who are the least of these.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, you had mentioned earlier that CARS is a 501c3. How does CARS get the funding it needs to serve the community in the enormous way that you do?
Prayer and the Lord provides. It's not easy, as for any ministry. We have to tell people there's a need. If they don't know about the need, then they don't know that people are dying. They don't know that this addiction affects our community. They don't know that it affects homeschoolers, it affects Christians, it affects every walk mm-hmm. of life. If they don't know that the highest rate of people dying of overdose right now in the Baltimore area are 50 to 70-year-olds, if they don't know people are dying and they don't know people need help, they just don't know. So we're there to educate
mm-hmm.
and inform. And then when people hear the need and hear the testimonies of lives being changed, the Lord works in their hearts. And so we are supported by the body of Christ.
That is absolutely lovely.
I read an article in the New York Times that said that the age range of the highest rate of those dying of overdose in Baltimore, they're 50 to 70 years old.
I am
floored.
That's what
it said in the paper that I read just recently, just last month. There are all kinds of statistics out there available through the health department and that we share when we go out and speak in the community. And I talk to the parents about being careful about their children accepting candy at school or camp or from anyone, anywhere, because even drugs is made to look like candy and children are dying.
I told my children this, and my husband used to be a police officer, so I think they just kind of rolled their eyes like, ugh, whatever. But someone else told them, of course, you know, somebody else tells your kids something, it's like they have more credibility. My kids really didn't understand, like, why would somebody do that? My answer was, well, we live in a fallen world and evil is everywhere. But mm-hmm. even as a parent, I still have a hard time wrapping my head around why would somebody make a potential deadly pill look like candy?
Right. You hit the nail on the head. There is sin in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And there is evil.
Yeah.
And it is out to get our families
yes.
and our children.
My children have had their own struggles with mental health issues. And one time I looked at my kids and I said, I cannot protect you from what's inside your head. I can help you with anything else, but I cannot protect you from the battles that go on in there.
It's exactly right. And what we find in the drug and alcohol recovery ministry is that there are co-occurring conditions. There are mental mm-hmm, health
mm-hmm,
issues.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times that people need to seek other types of treatment and help outside of what we can do. And we will refer people to other programs when necessary.
That.
And not that we're saying this is the only way.
Right.
There are a lot of different things that people are dealing with and a lot of trauma and crisis situations
mm-hmm.
and hurt. And the addiction is not where someone wanted to start.
a terrifying but important and necessary conversation this morning on Your Encouraging WPER with Shelley Burnham, one of the founding board members and current executive director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services in Culpeper. They serve, goodness, as you've heard, so many folks in the community who are struggling with addiction, their family members, young people, older people, so many folks that they're helping in the community. Plus, they do a lot of different events just to serve the community through their car shows and different offerings. You can find out about everything that we've been talking about this morning at CARS website, which is herestores.com. That's herestores.com. Shelley, are there any groups that we haven't talked about that you serve?
We work with veterans.
Oh,
you know, we're losing
gracious.
Our veterans at 22 a day. And there's
horrifying.
A lot of mental health issues, PTSD, mm-hmm. co-occurring conditions, and coping with these things with drugs and alcohol. Mm-hmm. So we work with local veterans organizations to let them know about the resources we provide and the Restore Recovery Groups. And we have veterans that attend our meetings and come to our recovery groups. Not only that, we go into the jails. We work with
right.
Coffeewood and
oh.
we work with several other jails, and we work with the Reentry Council. We have people that are on house arrest that get permission to come to our recovery groups,
wow.
or trustees from the jail that get permission to
right.
come to recovery groups, or people as soon as they're getting out, their probation officer wants them to go to recovery groups, and we'll sign off and be part of that program to change, help change the trajectory of their life.
Yes.
And one of the scriptures that I thought of when you were talking about mental health issues with our young people, you reminded me of Joshua 1:9 about being strong
yes.
and courageous
mm-hmm.
and not being discouraged, because the Lord our God will be with us wherever we go.
It's funny that you even mentioned that's one of my favorite verses, because the Lord is the one that makes me courageous. I am relying on His courage and His strength to get me through this.
That's right. When I mentioned to you that I asked several people who'd been through the program about sharing their testimonies of what respect means to them.
Mm-hmm.
There was a college student that said, "Don't listen to the lie."
Oh.
It, and then said the lie, and mm-hmm. with quotes, "It won't work for you. You're
yep.
too far gone.
Yes.
You really are dead inside."
Yep.
And so they started that quote saying, "Don't listen to the lie."
Mm-hmm.
And then another female gave me this quote. She said, this group of people in Restore, offer second chance opportunities.
And as the body of Christ, isn't that what we're supposed to be doing?
Well, that's right. It's a beautiful thing when you see the body of Christ coming together mm-hmm. in that way, working with 2 Corinthians 1:4-5,
yes.
where God helps people through their troubles, so they can help others who are also struggling
mm-hmm.
using the same help they received
yes.
from God.
Again, it comes back to the joy of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
the joy of the people that have been through the recovery program.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we want the world to see. That is what we want people to look at and go, gosh, I want that. I want that joy.
That's right.
You know, so you're not only affecting the person struggling with recovery and their family, but the community, because, you know, obviously the community is going to see that these folks have changed. What's different
yeah.
about them? You know, they're going to ask, and
yeah.
you know, it's a really amazing way to share the gospel just through love.
That's right. Because we will know that we are Christians by our love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this conversation. I'm so glad you're listening, because this is a really important, albeit difficult, conversation about addiction, many faceted addiction, right? We're talking with Shelley Burnham, who's one of the founding board members and the current executive director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, but gracious, serving so many parts of right where we live, the counties around Culpeper. You can find out more about everything that we've talked about here today. herestores.com. That's herestores.com. And Shelley, is there anything that we haven't covered?
So my questions for your listeners would be, how can you help? Do you have a home for cars? Would you consider owner financing or donating your home?
Mm.
Can you invest your time to help make our goals a reality through volunteering? Will you go to our website, herestores.com, and join our prayer team?
So important.
So on our website at herestores.com, we mentioned there are 5 recovery groups, and they can come join us at one of our recovery groups. They can call right away. Our phone number is listed on our site, but I'll also give that to you. It's 540-445-1733. That's 540-445-1733. If someone's outside of our area where they cannot get to a meeting, we can make recommendations to them and share with them some of our resources.
So you're really focused on helping people in any way that you can.
That's right. We're not waiting passively for our drug and alcohol recovery home, but we know that that's what God has called us to bring to the area. So in the meantime, we're helping wherever he leads and whatever way we can. And I would be glad to speak to individuals, civic groups, churches, community organizations, so that folks know more about what we do and how we do it and learn more so that they can tell others and give people hope and help get rid of that, what we were talking about, that shame and that stigmatism.
That's such an important piece that needs to go. Shame keeps a lot of people from asking for help, whether it's help me pick up this box, to help me get clean, to help me discover my joy again.
Right. And we are to bear one another's burdens.
Yes, yes.
And we cast our cares upon the Lord. But we are there to strengthen each other. We might be the one that helps bring someone down through the roof.
Right.
To the feet of Jesus.
Exactly. Yep. Your friends matter.
We're going to help carry them there. That's right. We're going to help carry them there if we can.
I love that. I love that so much.
You know, I'm reminded about Hebrews 13:16, where it says, do not forget to do good and to share with others. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. And what I'm talking about is share this hope with others. Share this joy in the Lord with others. If you know somebody that's struggling, bring them to a recovery group. If you have the ability to share your time, talents, and finances with CARS Ministry, we welcome you. We welcome you. Even if you can't and you would like to come be a partner with us and pray with us, that's even more powerful, just like you said. We welcome you to join us. We would love to partner with you. And we are looking forward to what God is doing through CARS and our listeners at WPER.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well and looking forward to talking with you again as we get closer to some of the events in the fall. Shelley Burnham, one of the founding board members and current executive director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, but serving, well, everyone at herestores.com. That's herestores.com. Shelley, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, and I hope to see you at the Freedom Car and Bike Show in downtown Culpeper on July 4th. It's Thursday, July 4th, 10 to 3 o'clock.
Well, you heard her. That is Shelley Burnham, one of the founding board members and current executive director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, serving the world. You can find out more about all that they do, all that Shelley has told us about, plus their upcoming car show, like she was just inviting you to, July the 4th. Their website is herestores.com. That's herestores.com. Hey, I'm Heather. Thank you so much for letting me hang out with you this morning. I hope the rest of your day is fabulous and that you stay cool today.